Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you today, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, that you are a great King, you are a mighty God, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. Oh, we bless you today, Lord God. We honor your holy presence this morning. We give you thanksgiving. We give you glory. We give you praise, oh God. And Father, I thank you, oh God, that we are your weapons of war. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning to honor you as the great battler. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you are fighting every battle on our behalf in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that we do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us and bringing us into a large place. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us in Jesus' name. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood of our enemies that would try to bring into our lives, any flood into our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, Father God, for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight. You are a mighty God. You are a great battler, oh God. Rebuke and cast out any spirit unlike the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you this morning. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Oh, Father God, we thank you today. Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being a great Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us your great breath and you blew it into us and we became living souls. Oh, Father, we thank you for the family unit this morning, oh God. We thank you for fathers and mothers and children and every family unit, even grandmothers and grandchildren, oh God, grandfathers and grandchildren, aunts and uncles and children, oh God, foster parents and children, Father God, adopted parents and children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, every family unit, even brothers and sisters who are taking care of one another, oh God, from the oldest to the youngest, oh God. Oh, Father God, we cover the family unit with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare that every inherited curse is broken off of our families in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, let your love be in every family member in the name of Jesus for each other. Let every family member be saved and worship you and praise you together, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we cauterize every attack of the enemy sent against the family in Jesus' name to separate and divide. But, Lord God, we speak love, unity, and peace over every family member in the name of Jesus. We speak fruit in the name of Jesus, the fruit of your spirit upon every family member, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for your guidance, your protection, and your provisions for families, oh God. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, evil speaking be put away from all families, Father God, with all malice. Lord God, let your kindness be our portion in every family member. Let forgiveness be our portion, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, oh God. We speak blessings over every family in the United States and in the world. Thank you, oh God, for creating family. You are the head of every family, and we give you honor and praise as Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Father God, I thank you that you own the earth and the fullness thereof. You own every one of us this morning, oh God. And so we praise you, we bless you, we honor you. We give you thanks this morning, oh God. You are great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning. This morning, I welcome each of you to Bible Storyland. Oh, we thank God this morning for for each of you who are on with us, and we have a mighty woman of God with us this morning. We have two of them. They're cousins. One just came on just now. We have Minister Donna Hawkins with us, and we thank God for her. She's going to sing a song of praise unto God, and then she's going to go and be busy about the work of the Lord. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Minister G. It's good to hear your voice.
Yours too. What
God
are you going to sing
you.
This morning? You too. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Amen. I love that one. Okay. We ready.
All right. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard the voice of heaven saying there is work to do. I took my master's hand, and I joined the Christian band, and I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we are on the battlefield for our Lord. And we are keeping our promises to fight the battle, the good fight of faith, until we leave this earth. So I thank God this morning, Sister Donna, that was an awesome song. And you know what? He is the great battler. He teaches us how to dress right, how to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girded about with truth, be shod with the preparation of the gospel peace, sword of the spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other. He is our rear guard, and he's fighting every battle. And we have victory in Jesus. So I thank you for that song. You know, God is up to something this morning. He's up to something. It's big and it's good. After he created the earth and he rested, he has been busy ever since. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. He is an action God. From sunup to sundown, from morning through the night, the everlasting. He is busy, busy, busy. Read all about it in his Daily Chronicles newspaper. He has written his good news to us, for us to read about in the Word from Genesis to Revelation. Please don't miss the creation story of the handiwork of God. As he put earth on its axis, he created the heavens and the earth, the light. He spoke into existence the sun, the moon, stars, the fish, the fowl, the beast, the cattle. Don't forget how he blew his breath into Adam. And later, he took from Adam's rib, from his side, a rib from Adam's side, and made woman, Eve, his wife, his life's partner. Later, when God told them to multiply and replenish the earth, their children were born. Thus, this was the first family created. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. And we have another mighty woman of God. They are cousins. She's the cousin of Sister Donna Hawkins. And you know what? I appreciate you, Sister Jackie. She's been coming on faithful. I mean, she stopped her work to come on and sing for the Lord. So thank you, Sister Jackie. What you going to sing for us this morning?
We all a family and we love each other, so.
Amen.
All right. We all a family and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about the family that prays together. We'll stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Cause we all a family and we love each other so. And when in trouble, all our knees we go. I'm talking about the family that prays together will stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Because the family that prays together will stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Woo, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Oh, my God. We've had two awesome songs. We're on the battlefield for our Lord. God is fighting the battle for families today and every day. The family that stays together, prays together. So we are playing this move. You know, God, I'm sorry. Did you say something, Sister Jackie?
Okay. No, I'm talking to my client.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, our great God is our creator. He is our mighty Father. He created us all in his image. And you know, in Job 33:4, Job said, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life." So, you know, God has done the same thing for us. The Spirit of God is upon us. His breath has given us life, and we are truly grateful this morning. We honor our great Creator God for creating us in his mighty image and giving us abundant life. He is his almighty breath is continually giving us life. We are so blessed to be the children of God, born into a family. And those of us who are born again, bought with a price, handpicked to be God's chosen, his sons and his daughters, we are truly blessed to be in the family of God. So, you know, God in his word, in the we are the family of God. We are adopted into his family. In Deuteronomy 14:2, "For thou art a holy people, unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself, and all the nations that are upon the earth." Isaiah 63:16, "Doubtless thou art father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou art Lord, art our father, our redeemer. And, thy name is from everlasting to everlasting." Hosea 11:1, "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt." John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name." Romans 8:15, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And so today We call our God Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Oh, he's a great God. He's a mighty God. And we are privileged to be his daughters and sons. So, you know, today I give honor to a great soldier who's gone on to be with God. His name is Brother Jim Miller. And, you know, he was my pastor when I lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He passed away this week. And, you know, he was anointed to shepherd God's people. He led us in paths of righteousness. He was a wise man of God, a true soldier who was on the battlefield a long time, fighting the good fight of faith until God called him to his eternal home to be with him. So I thank God for the years that, you know, I was under his ministry. It was a powerful ministry. It brought me to where I am today. I thank God for every minister who poured into my life. And, you know, we will all miss Brother Miller, especially his wife, Sister Maggie Miller, their children and their grandchildren. And I want to pray for that family this morning. Father God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, that you are with us even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil because you are with us, O God. Your rod and your staff comfort us. Your word says, precious in your sight are the death of your saints. O Father God, your called out children, your very elect children. And Lord God, we beseech you today on behalf of the loved ones of Brother Jim Miller. Lord, comfort and strengthen his family like never before. Oh, Father God, be there for them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, and I thank you for the strength that you've given them. I thank you, oh, God, for your hand of mercy upon this family, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, that you loved this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for providing everything the Miller family will need, particularly during this time. Be with his wife and children as they plan for this great home going. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we realize that he's already in your arms even now as we speak, oh, God. But, Father God, he left behind his wife, children, and grandchildren, and we ask you to walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway, be their strength, oh, God. Carry them, oh, God. I bind up any excessive grieving in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for their strength. I speak strength to the Miller family in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I thank you as they prepare for the home going of Brother Miller, oh, God. I thank you for providing every need. Oh, God, I thank you for removing stress and tension from the family for what they'll have to go through in the next few days. And, Lord, when they go, in the name of Jesus, to the funeral home, give them favor, give them blessings, give them discounts, oh, God, favor from on high, oh, God. And we bind up anyone who would try to mislead, misguide, or misdirect them in Jesus' name. We thank you for removing all frustrations from the family. And we thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Shalom, their peacemaker. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Well, I want to ask Sister Jackie or Sister Donna, can you sing another song for us this morning? I know you're busy, Sister Donna, so I understand that you can't.
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Yeah. All right. What you going to sing?
This is Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
All right. Thank you.
Time is filled with transition. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, brother, won't you hold to his hand, to his God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, faith find the home in glory. Your enraptured soul will view. Hold to his hand, to his God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are holding to God's unchanging hand. Woo! Awesome song. Minister Donna, we thank you so much for always being available for us. God's blessings upon you and your family. Oh, yes,
thank
we are.
You.
We are building our hopes on eternal things. You know, we're not thinking about things on the earth. We're building our hopes on eternal things. You know, so many things on the earth can distract us from building our hopes on eternal things. Sickness can distract us from building our hope on eternal things. You know, job loss can distract us from keeping our hopes on eternal things. Death of a loved one can distract us from keeping our hopes on eternal things. You know, children acting up, children going through trials, family members going through things, even ourselves, our own personal battles can distract us from building our hopes on eternal things. But when we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, keep us in the Word, keep your mind in the Word of God, reading it daily, reading about hope, eternal hope, and heavenly things, then, you know, we have hope from God. He is our hope. He is our stay. So I thank God for you, Sister Jackie and Sister Donna, this morning. Sister Jackie, you still on? You got time for another song this morning? She may be on mute and working with her patience. But I thank God for these two cousins who come on weekly. And I ask God to bless you and your family. Well, today we are so blessed to have with us another mighty woman of God. I met her last year in Ohio. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Sister
G, was you calling me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I asked you if you had time to sing another song for us.
Oh, yeah, me and my patient are saying Walk With Me.
Okay.
She don't want to sing with me this morning. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. And while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Come on, help me. Talk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Talk with me, Lord, while I'm on this tedious journey. I want Jesus to talk with me. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to guide my feet. Walk with my mother, please walk with me.
enough to walk with me. Amen. She didn't want to sing today. She's a little shy, I guess. She's radio shy. But we really do need the Lord to walk with us and guide us here because we have so many robberies and killings and everything going on this week. But, you know, it's sad, but we just need to keep praying for our teenagers and our children. And another thing, we went to a ladies' night out yesterday at Shiloh. It was so nice last night. It was so wonderful just to know that you're not the only lady going through the same thing and struggles by yourself. It was good to just be able to talk to some first ladies and some people, and they got up and shared the thing. The title was "You Don't Know My Story." It was great. So I'm just glad. But just pray for my patients, and my clients and my family, please. Thank you, Sister Jackie.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Thank you for sharing. You know, it's great for the Lord to walk with us, to talk with us. You know, we are on a journey. And that journey leads us, if we stay on the path of righteousness, it's a narrow path, it's kind of tight. You know, we feel sometimes like, you know, it's kind of tight. You know, the rules, the commandments, the love. But when we think about Jesus and how he loved us so much and how he gave his only life. I mean, he didn't have nine lives. He didn't have four lives. He only had one life. But in his obedience to God, Jesus said, I'll go for your people, God. He said, I'll go and I'll stand for your people. I'll be crucified for your people. I'll give my only life so that they can have eternal life. When we think about the goodness of God, oh, my God, it makes you want to shout at the goodness of God. And, you know, just to hear his voice. You know, we talk to him all the time. Lord, help us with this. Lord, do this for us. Lord, do that. Do the other. But when we stop and we just soak in the Lord, just prostrate before him, just shut everything down, the cell phone, the TV, the computer, and everything. We shut everything down and just be in his presence. Be still in his presence and listen to his voice. I tell you what, like everything is all right. Every burden, we cast it upon him because he cares for us. The burdens of this world. And when we come out the secret place, we are much lighter. And we go like, whoa, why not do that sooner? Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the secret place. Well, as I was saying, today we are blessed to have another mighty woman of God with us. She's from Ohio. And, you know, I had the privilege of meeting her this past year. She is, you know, a family woman. And God, you know, has given this mighty woman so many gifts, so many talents. She's a wife of a pastor. She's a mother and a grandmother. I thank God for the beautiful feet that he's given her to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon her to preach the good tidings to us today. So we welcome Pastor Tori Coates with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Tori.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. What about you?
I'm doing well.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity.
Amen. You ready to bring forth
yes.
the word?
Yeah, thank you for allowing me the opportunity. Yes, I'm ready.
Amen.
Well, good morning to everybody in Storyland. I hope that everyone is doing well. I know that you're all doing well in the Lord today. You're beautiful and mighty and victorious in every aspect of the Lord. You may be going through trials and tribulations, but just remember that God is with you and that he gives us supernatural strength to deal with everything that we're going through. He gives us everything that we need when we need it. So we just give honor to him, and we just thank you for all of the beautiful husbands and wives and children and those who are not married, who may be single parents, and those who may have blended families. We just honor you all today because remember that everything that you're doing now is going to pay off. And remember that you're doing the best you can with what you have, and to keep moving and keep trying, and to repent when you need to repent, and God will do the rest for you. So as I look at the title for today, we're going to look at get rid of your stinking thinking, because it affects your relationships. And then also, as a subtitle, would be transform your mind. In Romans 12 and 2, it says, do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we talk a little bit about that, we want to talk about how you can transform your mind. But we're also going to talk about a group of people who had some major issues in their life and did not their perception of things was distorted, and it caused them to have some problems. So we're going to talk about the thinking that we have, the things that people, the perception that other people may give to us, and understand that sometimes we have to change our mentality and change our thought process in the way we do things. So we look at, in Numbers, the 13th chapter, we find out about a man named Moses who has sent the Israelites to scout out in Canaan. And what scouting out in Canaan basically means is, if you will remember who the Israelites are, you will remember that the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt. And when they were in bondage in Egypt, God made a way for a man by the name of Moses to bring them through the Red Sea, to part the Red Sea and be able to walk completely, dry up the land, and for them to just come on through. But the Lord had told them that he was going to allow them to go to a promised land, and that was Canaan. And so Moses had sent these people out, and they were going to look at the land. So the first thing they had to do was assess how the land was, so that they were assigned to assess how strong or weak the people were. Were there a lot of people in the land? Was the people nice or pleasant or mean or whatever? And then describe the town where they were coming from. They had to find out, was the land fertile or barren? And they were supposed to find out about the forest and find out about all the types of things that were just going on in this land. So he sent some of these scouts out. But unfortunately, there was one good report of the land. And so this particular report said, it does flow with milk and honey. Just look at the fruit. The only thing is that the people who live there are fierce. Their cities are huge and well fortified. Worse yet, we saw descendants of Anak, which was an Amalekite, and he spread in a particular area. Then we saw the Hittites. And so they said, even though we may have a few little issues with all of this, this land is a land that I believe that we could actually take over and actually be victorious. So that was the one report. But then there was another report, and the negative report talked about, oh, no, there's no way we can do this. They are huge. There is no way that we can conquer this land. And so after hearing this negative report, the whole congregation began to wail and cry, and they were upset, and they were concerned, and they grumbled, and they murmured, and they complained because they didn't understand why they had been put in this particular situation. And so Moses went before the Lord, and he talked to the Lord. And a lot of times in our lives, and myself included, how many of you all have been in situations where the Lord has blessed you with a particular thing? And a lot of times, even with our children, and even with our spouses, we get so caught up with the fact of we focus on the negative aspects of what they're doing versus focusing on the positive aspects. We talk more about the negative things that's going on in their lives than what we do about the positive aspects of the things going on in their lives. And so but the negative is what brings people down. If sometimes there have been plenty of times when we've been in situations, if you've done something really, really good, the first thing you do, everybody in that whole room has said, 98% of the people have, you know, are really happy and smiling and have, you know, a whole bunch of them have told you that you have done a great job. And then one person, one or two people will come up to you and say, well, you know, you could have did this, or you could have did that, or I don't know, I think you should have did this. For the rest of the day, you are more consumed by what the negative, the naysayers have said, than what you are the positive. So a lot of times people who are negative will bring you down. That's just a little commercial break about talking about how not to let what negative people do or what naysayers do. And even with our kids, sometimes our kids do the same thing. Our kids would do the same thing in class with their friends. We let your friends might talk about how you look and how you what you're doing, and you might get a negative response from one of your friends. And then you go the whole realm of feeling bad because of that one negative comment. So we must learn how to overlook the naysayers and keep it moving and move where God would want us to move. So let's get back to the story, though. And so as I told you before, God was Moses had went before the Lord, and God was very angry. And he was very angry because he was like, how long must I be treated like this to the point I brought you through a Red Sea? So why is it that the Israelites cannot understand that I brought you through a Red Sea? Why is it that you cannot understand that the Red Sea had actually had the mud and all of that completely wet? And had they just opened the Red Sea, their feet would have just completely sunk into the mud. But not God. God dried up the Red Sea for us. So he opened it up and dried it up. And not only did he open it up and dried it up, but he also allowed the Egyptians to drown. And so it is that God was like, how can you continue to not trust me with this and everything? And so he goes on to tell Moses about all of this. But as a result of the Israelites murmuring and complaining, what we find is that God says the man who gave this report will die. And they did die. They died of plagues. And that gives us another point in understanding that a lot of times we have to be careful about how we present things, not always presenting things in a negative manner, not always presenting gossip, not always, taking on a negative approach and negative mentality about what's going on. Now, and then the other thing would be that happened to them is they had a 10-day journey to Canaan. But instead of a 10-day journey to Canaan, they wind up spending 40 years all because of their unbelief in what God had told them and everything. And so because of this, because of your negative thinking and because of believing what other negative people say. So instead of believing the positive aspect, they believed in the negative aspect, and there were consequences to believing in the negative aspect. Because when you believe in the negative aspect, it takes you longer to get to what God would have you to do. And so we want to think about the fact that there is something called mentality, how we think, how we do things, what happens in our lives. There are several things that will cause us to have warped mentality, or shall I say thinking. So one of those things that we want to talk about today is we want to talk about how your childhood. Your childhood will cause you to sometimes have thinking. A lot of times we have been brought up in negative homes. A lot of times we have been brought up in families that were yelled and criticized each other. So then when we become older, we have the same type of habits, the same type of thinking. And so it is with all of that that we understand that we must learn how to move past some of those types of things. Another thing that we, another thing that messes up our mentality is experiences, our experiences. Sometimes in our lives we have experiences, and because of these experiences, we do what we call vows. We make a vow to ourselves. Oh, when you were younger and something happens and maybe somebody in your family is actually a real bad thief or whatever, or let's look at this particular scenario. So maybe somebody in your family has abused your mom, and you say, I will never, ever, ever, I vow, I would never, ever do anything like that. I would never, ever do anything like that. And then somehow you wind up getting in a situation when you get older, and you wind up being with somebody that you promised yourself you would never be in. And you have all this crazy thinking as it relates to this. So a lot of times your experiences will cause you to have thinking. And then sometimes people who are of children of alcoholics, a lot of times they deal with different types of fears that they don't even realize that they have, and they're unable to complete tasks. If you notice in your life that you are doing something in your life, and every time you have a vision, you go, you get almost to the end of getting it completed, and then all of a sudden you drop it. But then several months later, you got another vision. You start again, unfinished tasks and things like that. Children who have been molested, because if they've been molested by a family member when they were younger, they didn't have that safe place. They didn't have a place where they could just call their home and be safe, because every time that person came around, there was fear and anxiety that just continued to creep up within them. And because of that, sometimes in their life, people in their life, when they become an adult, will interrupt their safeness. They will interrupt their ability to be safe, will interrupt their ability to do what they need to do. Some people are unable to stand up to other people because of the fact of all of the fear of the baggage and the things that went on in their lives. And so all of these different things will affect your thinking. So maybe you grew up in a home where there was a perfectionist, and you're always overcompensating, or you always never feel like you complete anything, and things like that. So when we have been through tough times, sometimes, you know, it causes us to affect our thinking. But God tells us that we have the power to transform our mind. We have the power to do that because the Word of God says that we have the power to tread upon the serpents and the scorpions, and nothing by no means shall hurt us. And so, but sometimes in life, when we're doing this, we're going through things. And so we're going through things, but we realize that perhaps when you hear this message today, you realize, you know, maybe I need to work on my thinking. Maybe my thinking is not where it needs to be.
But sometimes because we're going through things and we get overwhelmed and then we just completely give up. I suggest to you today to take baby steps in whatever problem that you're trying to change, or whatever way you're trying to. If you're trying to transform your life, take baby steps and take it one day at a time. And baby steps means you just do small steps and then build to those steps. So, for instance, if you're trying to stop cussing, and you've been cussing every single day for the last 15 years or whatever, and so this week you decided, Lord, I need to stop this cussing. This is wrong thinking. This is wrong attitude, and I should not keep doing it. So the first week, you stop. You haven't been cussing, or you only cuss half today versus cussing all day. And then the next week, you know, you look back at this, and you're reading, and you're finding out about different things to help you do better. And then the next week, you only cuss like maybe 5 or 6 times. And because you keep reading, you keep finding out more information to learn how to transform your mind. And then the next week, you only cuss about 2 times. And then you keep reading and finding out more ways and how to transform your mind. And then eventually you're not cussing at all. So some people can go cold turkey and do what God would tell us to do. Some people have to take baby steps. And it's okay. Either way is okay, because you are working toward progress, and God is happy when you're working toward progress. When God sees us acknowledge that we have a problem and then we're doing something about it and trying to change our way of living, then God is happy about that. He is happy about that. And so let's talk a little bit about the fact that we have to admit that we need to change our thinking. We have to admit that we actually have a problem. And that's the first step. So we have a problem with this particular thing. The next thing is that we find books and confessions that will help us change how we are, our mind thinking. For instance, if we are having problems thinking negative thoughts all the time, then we have to find Bible verses that might help us. Some Bible verses that might help us with having wrong thinking all the time would be Philippians 4 and 13, but it's found in Philippians, and it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. So now, what do we do with that verse? Well, the thing that we do is we read that verse every single day. We memorize that verse. And then when we start having those negative thoughts or those wrong thoughts, then what we do is we quote that verse. As soon as we have that wrong thought, we quote that verse. So the first thing is that when we're doing our devotional study, that we read that every single day. Sometimes when people are doing their devotional time, they feel like they have to read 15 to 20 verses. But God is not asking us to be in a game with anybody. We're not trying to read the whole Bible. We want to read the Word so that it can change our life. So if we read the same verse every day for 2 months, then that's fine. Because God is not, we're not in competition as it relates to reading the Word. And a lot of times with our new members at our church, I tell them, it's okay. If you have to read it 100 times before you finish, you know, getting what the meat of it and and it actually being able to be applied to your life, it is okay. Perhaps you're having problems with your tone and things like that. Proverbs 15:1 says that if you say something really harsh, it turns people away. Whereas if you say something soft, it doesn't. So reading that particular verse, finding books that are out there, finding confessions, work on reading things every day. And so all of those things will help you to begin to transform your mind. Go to church. Find your church home. Because one of the things that we have to realize is that when we have things that we have going on in our life, if we're only surrounded around people who think like we do, our mind will not be able to be transformed. It will make it harder for us to be able to transform. It's sort of like if you're in a wall syndrome, if there's a wall and you are not going anywhere and you're with the same group of people, then it's called the wall syndrome, nothing going in and nothing coming out. So you're not able to do what God would have you, you're not able to do what God would have you to do because of your thinking, and you want to try to change that. Another thing is, nowadays, like in situations with children of alcoholics and things like that, you can attend different types of support meetings and things like that. There's counseling. There's all different types of sliding scale counseling. There's all different types of support group counseling and things like that that can help you with, changing the way you do your mindset, the thinking, your mentality is changing your mentality. Now, as we get ready to come to a close, we see that the Israelites at that particular time, they, instead of them having the mentality to say, one of you all have a good report and the other one has a bad report, instead of them saying, well, we should believe in a good report, then instead of them having that ability to do that, they automatically had a mentality to believe in the negative all the time. And so because of that, though, it caused them consequences. Instead of being on a journey for 10 days, in this particular story, if you read this story, you will see this is where God tells them. He gives them the actual consequence that you will not reach Canaan in 10 days. You will reach Canaan in 40 years. And so it is right then and there that we see the consequence, the product of negative thinking. And not only that, the fact that the two men, the group of people that brought back the negative report, they brought back a negative report because everything that they've seen in their life was so negative. So their baggage and being in Egypt and slavery and everything messed up their perception. So there are some times in life that we are at a point to where everything that we see, we have to be careful about how we perceive it. If it is something that is negative, sometimes when it's something that is negative, you might want to have a person of God and talk to them. This happened to me. What are you seeing? If you have a good friend, you have a prayer partner, and a friend of yours does something that's kind of negative, and you're the type of person that every time you perceive something, you perceive it kind of negative, you might want to have an accountability partner with your prayer partner and say, well, you know what? Let me go to this, my prayer partner. This person is doing this, this, and this. I'm not sure. Am I overreacting to whatever they are doing, or or what I'm seeing is really true? So sometimes just having that other person. So it is that we understand that all of this will mess up our relationships because of the fact that in our families, with our husbands and our wives, if every time we see our husband and we think negative of him, or every time we see our wife and we think negative of them because of something they've done in the past, and we haven't moved on because we are so, we can't get past it, then it causes problems. Because nobody wants to be completely pressed down and put under a gun all the time. You get tired of that. And so because of that, you want to try to move past it and figure out what you need to do to change. Figure out what it is, what's going on with me, and things like that. And so if your child, if you're always criticizing your child, and, you know, and they feel bad, sometimes one of the best ways to find out about how things are going on with you and your family is to ask questions. Well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about how I do this? And what do you think about how I do that? And sometimes in those times, in those settings, they're very honest with you, and they let you know. But the thing about it is you can't get mad and defensive about anything that anybody says to you, but the key is to look at the fact that this is self-evaluation. Self-evaluation is very important because one of the hardest things to do is to self-evaluate what's going on in your life, but understand that God wants you to use that self-evaluation to transform your mind and to transform your mentality so he can move you to the next level. And so when he can, when you start working on it and you start processing that and doing what God would have you to do, then God is going to move you to the next level and give you all of the desires of the heart that you've been praying for and things like that. So remember that our stinking thinking can sometimes be a result of a lot of different things, but we have God. Listen, we have God who sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, and then God sent a comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. And all of those things will help us. All of them will help us to be what we need to be. But we have to continue to be steadfast, praying, unmovable, working hard to do whatever we need to do, writing in journals, finding books, and being humble in it, saying, okay, Lord, you're right. I need to do better. And move on and take it little bit by little bit, baby steps to change, baby steps to transforming your stinking thinking so that you can have victorious relationships, so that you can compliment your sisters and your brothers, so that you can compliment your children, you can compliment your husband and your wife every single day, telling them how beautiful they are, how intelligent that they are, how they make good decisions, the things that they're doing in their life, and spending time with them. And when you spend time with them, enjoying spending time with them. And so doing all of those different things will continue to enhance our relationships and enhance our family. So we just thank God for just moving in all of those areas as it relates to each one of you all. So today I just pray a special prayer right now for those of you all who are interested, who really recognize, okay, you know what? I need to work on my mentality. My mentality is not where it needs to be, and I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to try to change, and I know God is going to move with me in Jesus' name. So, dear Father God, we come to you this day. We thank you for this hour. We pray right now, Father God, Lord, that you will bless all of the families and Storyland, all of the blended families, Lord, that may be having more situations, Father God, and all of the single parents, Lord, and all of the traditional families, Lord, that you would bless them. But, Lord, we know that the word of God is very clear, Lord, that when we come together and agree We agree, Father God, Lord, about families, Lord, that you will begin to move, Father God, Lord, that you will begin to touch the husbands and the households, Lord, and you will allow them, give them the courage and the supernatural strength, Lord, to deal with every trial and tribulation. We pray right now, Lord, that you will bless the wives, Lord, who will be able to be submitted to you, to the husbands, and to you, Father God. We pray for the children, Lord, that they will honor and bless their parents. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that for their thinking, we bind wrong thinking, Lord, and ask that, Lord, that you would destroy the yokes of generational curses as it relates to negative thinking, bad thinking, angry thoughts, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will replace them, Lord, with self-confidence, thoughts of self-confidence, thoughts of assurance, thoughts of knowing, Lord, that you're going to make a way out of no way, thoughts of being reassured by you, Father God, thoughts of courage, thoughts of faith, and Lord, we thoughts of peace, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that you will begin to transform the mentalities, Lord, and the households of all of these families, Lord, and the households of all of the families in Florida, and households and all of the families in the U.S., Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. We thank you for supernatural strength, Lord, to those persons today who are having trials and tribulations, Lord. And, Lord, they don't see any hope or any way of making it out. But, Lord, we know that you are a deliverer and you will give them supernatural strength. Lord, you may not take the burden from them right now. You may not work on their behalf for it right now because you're working in your own time. But, Lord, give them the supernatural strength, Lord. Give them the peace, Lord, and give them the hope, Father God, to let them know, Lord, you're going to do it, Lord, but you're going to do it when you want to. And, Lord, give them the strength and the perseverance to know, Lord, that you will move mightily, Lord. Thank you so much for Storyland and for Sister G. And we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless and move on the hearts of the people in this city. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We give Father God a hand clap of praise for this mighty woman of God. Didn't I tell you it's awesome? She's an awesome, mighty woman of God. Oh, I love that message she gave. Get rid of your stinking thinking. Transform your mind. And, you know, she read from Romans 12:2. I'm going to read it in another version. It says, don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change your way, the way you think. Then you will always be able to determine what God really wants, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Isn't that an awesome word? God wants our thought life to be about him and about his goodness and about his mercy. Those of you who tuned in a little later, those of you who will be listening later, log on the website and listen to the message. You can hear it again if you log on to Blog Talk Radio. Then when you get into that website, log on to Bible Storyland, Caritha Gantling, and you can listen to this message that was given today. This powerful message, transform your mind. You know, like she said, sometimes, you know, when you're growing up, children say mean things to you. You know, in your household, people say negative things over you. You know, our experiences, you know, sometimes we make vows. You know, children of alcoholics, sometimes they have these visions, but they don't complete them, or you know, children that were molested, you know, they carry fear and lots of baggages. And, you know, she went on to talk about, you know, think on these things, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is a good report, think on these things. So that's how God wants us to think. Today, God is telling us, look, I want to transform your mind. But, you know, it's going to take you agreeing with God to get our minds transformed. All of us need our minds transformed, you know, because we get beat up by the world. every day, and then we question ourselves. Well, you know, am I really a child of God? Does God really love me? You know, we begin to question ourselves. So, Pastor Tori, I really appreciate that message, and I pray that people will log onto the website and listen to it again. I plan to listen to it again in the next few days. Oh, my God, it was so powerful. Every time you come on, we are blessed by your anointing that God gives you to destroy the yokes and bondages off of our lives. So I thank God for you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Thank you. It's an awesome word. I just appreciate it so much. Well, you know, I want to say to any of you, I'm looking over Bible Storyland right here. I'm looking at every number, and I believe that almost everybody on here is saved, or everyone is saved. But if you're not, press 1. And, you know, God said at one time he winked at ignorance. When we were ignorant, we didn't know no better. We didn't know about God. We didn't know about his laws. You know, he said he winked at that, but now he's calling everybody everywhere to repent. Just look at the news every day. Look at what's going on around you. Half of us don't know our neighbors. You know, half of us don't know what's happening. We look at the news and we see this child got shot, and that person got shot, and this one got killed, and this one was in a car wreck, and this one died, and that, you know, all of that stuff bombards our minds and causes us to question, is there really a God? What is he doing about things that's happening on the earth? You know, we serve a mighty God. He knows some things he allows. And you may say, well, why did God allow this? And why did he allow? You know what? He is almighty. He knows what's going on. But sometimes when we, you know, we can bring curses on ourselves. We can bring curses on our family, even generational curses from thousands of years back. We have to break those off of our families and off of ourselves and ask God's forgiveness so that these things that we see, the devil won't have the right to come in and take a life. The devil won't have a right to come in and steal, kill, rob, or destroy people. It's the devil that's doing all these things. God, you know, he's an unlimited God, but he said, you know, he will bring curses upon us if we do not obey his commandments. He will bring blessings on those who will obey them. So we got to obey God's commandments. You don't know, I'm going to Deuteronomy and read about it. Deuteronomy. Look them up on the web. What's God's commandments? What are his blessings? What are the curses that come if we don't obey God? Go to Deuteronomy. Study about it. It's around Deuteronomy 26 or somewhere in there. But just study the book of Deuteronomy. In the beginning, when God gave the law, yes, he gave a law. You know, just like you have, hopefully, rules in your household. You tell your children, look, when you get through, don't leave your plate on the table. Put it in the sink. If you don't wash it, rinse it out all the food. You know, when you go, before you go to bed at night, make sure the door locked. You have rules in your house. You know, make sure you make up your bed. God has rules to keep us safe, to keep us from the enemy destroying us. He has laws and commandments. Obey them. You know, today I really appreciate the songs that went forth. You know, the songs that gave Sister Jackie sang. Minister Donna saying, you know, hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, we got to do that in this day and time. We can't just, you know, try to move on our own. We got to hold to God's unchanging hand. We got to say, Lord, what you saying to me? Lord, what you want me to do in this hour? You know, when, on the battlefield, we're fighting a battle. We are fighting a battle, but guess what? We don't do it in the flesh. We don't get guns and knives and kill other people, but we do it by the Spirit of God. You know, God is calling intercessors everywhere, gatekeepers. He's calling us every time. He's telling you, pray over your territory. Pray over your city. Pray over your neighborhood. You know, sometimes when you wake up, you think it's a bathroom call. Oh, no, no, no. God is calling you to pray. He's calling you to intercede. these some of these murders, do you think maybe some of the murders could stop if we would pray, call on the name of the Most High God? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Yes, he will. God's promises are sure. His promises are sure. And, you know, I appreciate the word. Today is Family Day. So on Family Day, we are getting our minds transformed by the renewing of the word. You know, the word of God washes us from all unrighteousness. It washes us, it cleanses us, it purifies our hearts. It causes us to have a closer walk with God. It causes us to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. So when we get cleansed, transformed, we're going to learn to love God. We'll learn to love our neighbors. And, you know, we'll be the world will be a better place. You know, we point the finger and say, you know, if she would do this or if he would do that or if they would do that, what about us? What about me? Say, what about me, Lord? What is it you're pointing the finger at me that need to be transformed? Lord, I give that to you. Everything in me that need to be transformed, I give it to you. I give it to you, Lord. You know everything. You know my secret faults. You know my errors. You know everything. Well, as I said before, salvation is needed in the land. Are your neighbors next door to you saved? What about down the street? Are they saved? Are you praying for their salvation? Maybe you are living a life before them. Maybe you are living a transformed life, and your neighbors are saying, you know, I noticed that, you know, the flood didn't come near you. I noticed you healthy and well. I noticed you have a smile on your face every time I see you. Or I noticed that something's different about you. Are you a written testimony? Can your neighbors say, oh, I know they say, yeah, I know they say, you know, they went through this, they went through that, but yet I noticed that they kept strong through every trial, through every tribulation they had to go through. What are your neighbors saying about you? That'll tell you a lot. You know, that'll tell you where light needs to shine on the dark place. That'll tell you where you need to be transformed. And they saying, you know, every time I see him or her, they got a negative word. They always speak a negative. They ain't got nothing positive to say. You know, when we represent God, God is a positive God now. Even in the corrections of us, he's positive. Because that's about love. When you correct your children, it's about love. It ain't about punishment and damnation. It's about love. Now, what about you? Are you straddling the fence today? Are you saying, Lord, I don't want to be a prodigal son no more. I don't want to be a prodigal daughter no more. I don't want to be a prodigal child. No, Lord, I give that up. I ain't going to backslide no more. And ask God to clean you up. Say, Lord, get the muck and the mire off of me. All that stinking thinking, get it off of me. Transform my mind, oh God. Clean the mud off of me. Put a new song in my mouth, Lord. Even praise unto you. And when people see me, Lord God, let them see you. Let me die to myself, and you arise in me, oh God. Well, you know, it is prayer time. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if you need prayer today, press 1. Last week, you know, I regret it because I didn't look at the screen that I'm looking at. I didn't look at it careful enough, and I missed somebody who needed prayer. But today, I'm going to do my best to get everybody who pressed 1 so we can pray. We can pray. We got some prayer warriors on here. I may call on Minister Donna or Minister Tori. They help me pray. So you press 1. Brother David, press 1. Hold on. You got a prayer request. Good morning, Brother David. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I am blessed and grateful. I am currently at play rehearsal at the first play I was ever in that started me to getting on stage. And we're doing an encore performance on the 19th. And if people want to come and support, they can give me a call at 710-8841. I know I'm not supposed to give out a shout out, but I just pray that the play goes well and that we get good support and that we fill the building because it has a strong spiritual message about families and how we neglect our family and we go hang out with our friends and we allow the Satan and the devil to intervene and cause us to make bad decisions. The number of the play, the name of the play is Decisions. And so I'm just asking for all the people to support this play because of the historical involvement of my career and the message that it has. And anyone can get me on Facebook at David Emmanuel Comedian. And I just pray over myself and my family and everyone else. Well, you know my family's up in New York, so if we can have prayer over all of us.
Amen. I thank you for that. I bet you that's going to be an awesome play, and it's right in line with the message today, decision. You know, we can decide to allow God to transform our minds. So I thank God, you know, the play is here in Jacksonville, July the 19th. If you want to find out more about it, call Brother David Emmanuel, 710-8841. And you can find out more about that play called Decision. And we will pray for you and your family, Brother David. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Press 1. Hey, Miss Liddell, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm all right, I guess, not all right either. I want to say that I was blessed by the message that the speaker just brought, and it's something she said about when you into something and want to read a finer version of the Bible, you have to read it over and over, because it happened to me about 25, 30 years ago, and there was Psalm the 42nd. Lord, have mercy on me. I think that's what he say. But I read it, I prayed it, I did everything. So that's the only way I really made it over, you know, by the help of the good Lord. So I give witness to what she said all the way. And prayer for my sister, Lord, they just taking her back to the hospital this morning. So just pray for the family whole and everybody else, you know, because we all need prayer.
Yes, we do. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. So if you're already on live, prayer request. I believe Sister Donna Emmanuel's on here with us too. We're grateful for you. All right, prayer request. Press 1.
Minister G?
Yes.
I am requesting prayer for my mother, Valerie Newsom, for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and for the Cunningham family.
Okay. All right, Cunningham family. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. Okay, I don't want to miss anybody. So if you're already on, you can make your prayer request. Okay. Minister Donna, I'm going to ask you to pray for Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell wants us to pray. She's 91 years young. So I'm going to ask you to pray for her and her sister-in-law who is hospitalized. And Minister Tory, I'm going to ask you to pray for Brother David Emmanuel and that play, Decision, to fit right in with what you were speaking about. And then I'll pray for the other two targets. So Minister Tory, would you start praying for Brother David Emmanuel, and then Minister Donna, you come in next and pray for me, please. Hold on, wait, one more. Hold on, one more person, press 1. Hold on. Hey, is that your sister Donna?
Yeah, it's me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Good to have you on with us.
I'm doing pretty good. Like you said, we're up in New York, and the opportunity came to David. They told him about a scholarship to go to college. up here in New York to Albanelli. So he wasn't planning on it, but there's an audition today, and he's going to go audition. So I was hoping that you could pray for him to have a successful audition. And I guess now he wants to go to Ailey if it's possible. So he really wants this versus where he was planned on going. So if it's possible, you can pray for him. I would appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I thank God for you calling in. This is Brother David's wife, Donna Emanuel, and we thank God for you, and I'm praying you'll get that scholarship. So thanks, Sister Donna. We appreciate you. Love you. Miss you, too.
I know. Thank you. I kept forgetting, and then I was a little busy, but I've calmed down now, so I can think again. So.
All right. You have a great trip and a safe trip. Well,
I sure will. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Minister Tori, if you'll pray for Brother David Emanuel and about that split decisions, and then Minister Don, if you'll follow, pray for Sister Ludell.
Thank you.
Okay, dear Father God, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for this glorious hour. We pray right now for David Emanuel, Lord, who is working with this play called Decisions. And, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every actor and actress, Father God, Lord, who is going to participate in this play, Father God, will remember the words, Father God. They will remember the lines. Father God, we pray right now for all of their lives, Lord, that everybody will be healthy, that there will not be any sickness. And, Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just bless all of their situations. Lord, that you would give them a supernatural strength in every area of their life, Lord. And, Lord, as they balance work with acting, Lord, that you would bless them. And, Father, we pray right now for the producers and for the directors, Lord, that you would just give them the strategy for every aspect of the play. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the marketing of the play, Father God, will flow supernaturally, Father God, as they use the social media, Father God, that Facebook and Twitter and all the other things will be used, and they will be used properly, Lord, that people will see it on Facebook and Twitter, Father God, they will respond, Father God, that people's finances, Father God, will flow so that they can buy the tickets. And, Lord, we thank you right now because we know that, Lord, when you do this play, Father God, a word will come forth for people, that people's lives will be changed. And, Lord, as people's lives is changed, that you will give them strategy, Father God, as to how they can change and transform their lives. And, Lord, I thank you right now for just moving mightily as it relates to this play. And, Lord, we pray for his son who is auditioning, Father God, for Ivan Ailey. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, that you would just allow the judges to find favor right now in the name of Jesus. As soon as they see his face, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just allow favor just to take place. And, Lord, that if, Lord, this is your will, Lord, that you will open up a door, Father God, you would give him all of the character and the boldness to stand for you, Father God, in every area of his life and as he goes to this school. And, Lord, if it is not his will, your will, Father God, Lord, that you would just be there for him, Lord, during a disappointment, Lord. And, Father God, we pray right now, Lord. We pray because this is his heart's desire, Father God, Lord, just to be a part of this Avon Alley. And, Lord, that you would just move mightily, Lord, that, Lord, everything that he needs to do, he will remember the dance, his feet will move properly, his stride will be better than any others, and, Lord, his countenance will be where it needs to be. We pray a hedge of protection around him and his mom right now, Lord, that they will be on one accord in every area, and, Lord, that he will have confidence, he will have peace. We pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, his mom with peace, beyond measure during this time, and assurance, and knowing that you will make a way out of no way, and, Lord, that she will be at peace, Lord, with what your will be. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will use this, Lord, for the glory of your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father God, I humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, I come before I ask you for anything, Lord. I thank you for what you've already done, Lord. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and for that we say thank you, Lord. Lord, you do know what's better for us, Lord. Lord, right now while I'm praying, I ask a special prayer, a special blessing on Sister Ludell, Lord, and for her sister who was taken to the hospital this morning. We know, Lord, that all sickness is not unto death, Lord, but, Lord, we are praying that you will get the glory out of this situation and out of every situation in our lives, Lord. Lord, we know you to be more than a doctor, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. Lord, we know that you can speak and men will lay down and die, but you can speak, Lord, and men will rise again, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking for a special touch for Sister Ludell's sister today, Lord. Lord, bless her and keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, we are thankful for Sister Ludell and for the years that you have blessed her with, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her life, and we thank you for her influence. Lord, we thank you for her positive influence that she's had on so many, Lord. Lord, we thank you for teaching her and for blessing her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for keeping us and for blessing us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to be a blessing to someone else, Lord. Lord, you bless us with talents and gifts, Lord. Lord, we ask you to help us to share those talents and gifts with everyone who comes into contact with us, Lord. Lord, we know that there are those who are out there who are not saved, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you are saved, and it's through the blood of your precious son, Jesus, that we are saved this morning. It's through the precious blood of your son, Jesus, that we are in our right mind, Lord, that we have renewed our mind, Lord. And, Lord, we transform the way that we live, the way that we think, the way that we act, Lord, and we thank you for your transforming power. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that when we call on your precious name, you hear us and you come to see about us in our hurry. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. But we bless your name this morning. You woke us up to let us see a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every good and perfect gift, because every good and perfect gift comes from above, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for using us, Lord. Lord, help us to do your will. Help us, Lord, to live the way that you commanded for us to live. We do love you, Lord, and we do thank you. Lord, that you, we pray you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you, Lord. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray this prayer for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Tori, I'm going to ask you to come back on and pray for my cousin. He's been ill. He's just got out of the hospital, Robert Hooks. Pastor Tori, if you could pray for my cousin, Robert Hooks, and even for other people who may be, you know, ill in some way, I appreciate it.
Right.
Pastor Tori, are you there? Okay, she may not hurt me. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today for all that you're doing and all that you've done for us. And Father God, I lift up my cousin, Robert Lewis Hooks, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for delivering him out of every affliction. I thank you for your healing virtues going throughout his body. Lord, not only him, but other people who are going through illnesses in their bodies. I lift up the body of Christ, oh God, everywhere. And I ask you, Lord, to move by your Holy Spirit upon their bodies, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that you desire that they be in health, even as their souls are prospering, oh God. So, Father God, I thank you for blessing them with excellent health, excellent strength, food and nourishment for their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, not only do I pray, Lord God, for their physical health, but I pray for their spiritual health as well. In the name of Jesus, heal all of our souls' diseases, oh God. And I thank you for healing virtue. Oh, Father God, you are an unlimited God. Oh, there's nothing impossible to you. We call upon you as Jehovah Rapha, the mighty healer. And we ask you to bless Robert Lewis Hooks and all others who are going through afflictions, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that this affliction will not come upon his body again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Jeremiah says that you heal and you cure. So I thank you for a cure for him and others who are going through afflictions, especially in the body of Christ. And Father God, I lift up your servants, Mother Valerie Newsom, Mother Martha Hawkins, and the Cunningham family. And I just thank you, oh God, for meeting every need. Oh, Father God, you are a God who hears the cries of the righteous. And I thank you for meeting every need, for keeping them healthy and strong and well. And, Father, as they are aged women of God, I thank you that they are going about doing good, encouraging the body of Christ everywhere. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing on their behalf. I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection. I thank you for peace of mind. I thank you, oh God, for being their Father, Abba, Father. And when they call upon you, I thank you that you will hear them like never before. That, Father, I thank you that you will never leave Mother Valerie Newsom, nor Mother Martha Hawkins. Oh, God, I lift up every elderly. And, Father God, I give a shout-out, Lord God, for a woman of God who had a birthday on yesterday. She's I can't even think of her name right at the moment, but she's a mighty warrior. Oh, God, you know her name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. She had a 91st birthday on yesterday, oh, God. So I just, Mother Henry, oh, God, I thank you for 90-plus years that you have given her, oh, God, and the aged men and women of God. I pray, Father God, that all of their needs are met, that they are living according to your will and your plan. They are walking in excellent health. They are protected and provided for by you. And, Father God, I thank you for the Emmanuel family, Brother David Emmanuel, Sister Donnie Emmanuel, and the entire family. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I thank you for blessings flowing from them, for them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And so, Father, today I bless you. I honor you. We come to give you praise, glory, and thanksgiving, oh God. We give you a hand clap of praise, oh God, for you are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. There is no God like you, Jehovah. No God as awesome as you. No God powerful like you. You are awesome in all your ways. Father God, we delight ourselves in you today, and we thank you for what you've done. Oh God, you are powerful, God. You are a mighty creator. You are a shepherd. You are a Lord. And I just thank you today that you are God all by yourself. Nothing compared to how great you are, how awesome you are, how mighty you are. So today, Father God, even as we close out on Bible Storyland, I pray a hedge of protection around everyone who was on with us today, even those who will listen later. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person that's on today in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, that you are mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Almighty God. So I want each of you to know that God loves you, and he wants the best for each of us. He wants us to obey his commandments, to love him first with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. To love each other like we love ourselves. That's the second commandment. And then I know that, you know, everything will be turned around when we begin to do those first commandments. I look forward to hearing from you next Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, 5 p.m., and on next Saturday, 9 a.m., the call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. Let's obey God and have eternal life in him. I love each of you. Don't forget to love on God every day. How we love him? Show him. Obey him. Obey his word. Obey what he says. Do what he's telling you to do. Read the word. Study the word. Be pleasing unto God. So I love you. Have a great day. God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year.